Thanks, everybody. Good evening. Listen, the first poem that we're going to read out here is a concern of myself. I wrote this 8 years ago, and I'm sad to say it's probably related to a lot of people to present today. Speaking frankly, unemployment is soul destroying, for it affects your life and creates problems between man and wife. You get out of bed late, but there is nothing to do except go for a walk and admire the view. It restricts your socializing when you have no money, so you stay at home and watch the telly. Because life is boring and so monotonous, it makes you angry and very self-conscious. For this now is your recession, leaves you disenfranchised and prone to depression. That's the first one, okay? Now, to be a bit upbeat and be more positive for all of you, this is hope for Ireland. For this country to bounce back to prosperity, its citizens must be shaken out of their despondency. To encourage them to use their initiatives and begin their own indigenous cooperatives. Just as in the 70s in Glencullen, Kildonegal, by Father MacDyer's initiative, the architect of it all. If that was done in every county, it would yield a harvest of rich bounty. This country could again stand on its own feet to face any challenges that it will meet. To show the world we face the situation against insurmountable odds to save our nation. Our youth could come back from across the world to celebrate the beginning of a new Ireland unfold. Thank you.
Thank you, Merle. And next we have Tina Driscoll.
One's kind of old, one's kind of new. This is about some women, some people cry. I find it a blessed moment when the last kid goes to school. And this is when my youngest went to secondary school and fell back to school. The days spread out along the empty pages of my diary. September 1 looks open till forever. A day, a whole day. I have a whole day. To write, to clean, to garden, to dream, without interruptions for the foreseeable future. My days will begin exactly the same, only to flip into another dimension where everything is possible from 9 to 4. 8 up, 8:20 out, 8:30 bus stop, 8:35 freedom. I make another cup of coffee, almost throw some music on, listen to the birds instead. Sit on my chair at the kitchen table and watch the field, write a poem, dreaming of what I'll do tomorrow. I'm just kind of finishing up my being writer in residence, so this is called Writer in Residence. After 2 years in the poetry garden, she had pruned her words till they were perfect. She stood back, admiring her handiwork, so tidy and elegant on the white paper. This is what they want, she thought. This tight technique, this written topiary. A shiver rustled the sheet, a sigh trapped silent by the typesetter's hand. And she knew that for all their beauty, her words were not at ease in their constraint. So she said the words out loud, breathe life back in, free them from the page. Watch the words glow, turn gold, bronze, then slowly curling brown until one by one they shriveled into black and fell in a pile at the bottom of the book. Like leaves in the autumn, feed the hungry earth, waiting for spring.
Thank you, Tina. And next we have, all the way to the tail, the Empire.
Multi-joy. I was waiting for a sign, a whisper from the gods, a dream visitation from some ethereal being, a divine tap on the shoulder, a flash of lightning on the road, a 15-foot angel at the foot of my bed. This morning I parked in Paul Street. The machine sucked in my ticket, and as I said it, €4 in coins, it said to me, in grey digital letters, change is possible.
And next we have Mary O'Connell, our runner-up planner. I'm going to shamelessly do a bit of promotion for the Nightmare Realm, which is on, I'm involved, I'm the old crone in the Nightmare Realm, which is on every evening from 7:30 to 11:30 in a place called the Navigation House in Albert Quay. If people like being frightened, be our guests. So the only night it's not on is Monday night, hence I'm here. This is just a little poem about dragonflies. It's called Distant Dance. Appearing out of nowhere, he calls to her, using their secret code. They match each other's pace, devils dancing needles, stitching translucent gold. While other dragonflies weave heedlessly in and out over the evening pool, these two apart mime a circle dance, afraid to get too close and sink to incandescent ruin. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. And next we have, I think for the first time, Conroy Hogan. Is it your first time? You've been here before?
Okay.
I originally wrote this as a song, but now it's going to be on the top of my head. It's called War of Mind. Freedom is all we ever wanted in life, but our minds continue to battle with each other, so I self-write. So freedom is all we've ever wanted, and our minds continue to battle with ourselves. When I look around and I see pain and suffering all endured, and I'm left alone in my darkness sitting alone, and as I sit there with my guitar singing with blues, as I write the song, all I harass is what?
Thank you, Connor. And next we have Patricia Lynch. It's called Lightning Wires. Order is crumbling. Far, far away, put the embryo to the candle light and watch it tremble. Gestating from a worse sin into a new extreme that is not yet dangerous. Crushing and well behaved outside its privacy, our fruition and tears. Where on twilight's apex, I actually kissed you, yanking wishes from troubled sleep. Pouring a drink to his new pop success. And this poem is dedicated to my father. I don't think you better speak ill of it, and you often always leave this person at all, but that's happened. Fingers on the pulse without a quest. I'm still alive, so here we see this tableau tea time. Starting in the afternoon into these simultaneous equations of flesh and genes, reduced to hankering at our emphasis, which in his day would never have existed. Or we've seen in the harboring of holidays, restricting our exports back and forth, for reasons we never want to understand.
Thanks, Trish. And next we have Simon Geese.
This is called Make Believe. On the way home from school one day, I found an old car wreck in a field, and inside there were diamonds, hundreds of thousands of shining diamonds, all on the seats and some on the dash, scattered, twinkling, living. And I stood there silent, my eyes like boiled eggs shells. I said, Jesus. And I looked around for him or Farmer Newnham, but they weren't there. I dove in, like a squid bolting into a sunken chest for shelter, and scrambled at it all, gathering it all, pouring it all into my bag and talking more about Christ as I did. I tied it up and I ran all the way home. I hid it, breathless and red, and ran to my room. It stayed hidden for an age, until one day my father found it all in the shed. He called me to watch and he threw it all away in front of me, and so I ran again. This time away for good. I took the four slices of white that fit in my fist and an unopenable tin of delicious macaroni, and I got to the woods. Then I started hitting my head and cursing the shed and crying hysterically. When I got home that evening, they told me to go straight to bed, that none of it was worth a thing, and to put the tin of macaroni back. Time in that place moved like a frog. From a standstill to a sudden spring forward, to a distance that I did not expect. She fell in ahead of me, her hair, fur coat, tights, and high heels all saturated with rainwater, and her arm like a sodden cat reached back through the dark and dragged me in, wetter and stumbling still. I felt the rain on my thighs and I longed to be dry, and then smash! The bag went, the explosion inside sounded, and the light flipped on. Baby, oh shit, shit, she said. And I said, it's okay. I said, it's not a thing, babe. And the drops from my fringe met the coat of rain that had formed on my face, and they made it thicken. And then it thinned with the runoff that happened, and she looked over at me appreciatively, and I looked back, drunk and sure that she had whiskey in the fridge. And then she leant down over it all and pulled back the plastic, and we both looked in. The shattered glass clustered in shiny mounds above the clear vodka and the white plastic pan that it swam in. It's just broken glass, I said. And she rose up and kissed me, and sunk her hand into mine, and I squeezed, pushing her gently to the fridge as I did. And she turned and I saw hair that caught the light that landed, and held it, like something that I'd seen before but did not understand. And then her hands fell away, and her encrusted heels called, and clopped through the hall, and they held me as she went.
The chilling breeze follows you as you wander down the street, a greeting from this autumn morning. It's in the trees and on the faces of the people that you meet, and the cool sun rising is nearly warming. It gives a light that plays in your mind and on the walls, like morning and summer gone too soon. The long shadows cast as autumn falls. Midday, and you can see the moon. Your feet crunch, leonine, brown and red, sunlight precious as it gives shorter days. Not quite the feel of summer on your skin or winter in your head. In yellow, the perfect color of nothing, haze. Kept alive by the wind blowing freshness in every breath, thoughts of neither good nor bad, downtrod or praise, lies light fountain and heave of birth and death, and eyes bright with beauty in every gaze.
Thanks a lot.
It's kind of a song, but you gotta sing the song for me. It's called Holy Holy. Went to school and well they told you, this is how it is. God did that and God does this. Alive, oh, the book of love taught us all about that God above. And Jesus in his manger, how he'll save us all from danger. And policemen in their uniform was noble duty they do perform, protecting us from strangers, a cure for evil's nature. And holy, holy, the landscape's changing, and it's all forward. Hands up, lost in pride. Who died? Who died in Korea inside? Now all the cops are taking in, and the priests are singing songs of sin while they're feeling up our children. What parish do you live in? And money writes the book of law, and it doesn't really matter what you saw, cause this is how it happened. I heard it from the chaplain. And who'll the kids kill when they go to war if you keep using them to wipe the floor? Good night, cousin and brother. Tonight'll be like no other. And holy, holy, the landscape's changing, and it's all forward. Hands up, lost in pride. Who died? Who died in Korea inside? And I think it's elbow grease for the win. I heard it in a taunting hymn. Work hard and you'll have your answer. Pray and you'll beat your cancer. And don't you know only bad men die, and the rest just got caught wondering why. Got lost on the way to heaven. They must have done wrong, their brethren. And holy, holy, the landscape's changing, and it's all for worse. Hands up, lost in pride. Who died? Who died in Korea inside? For how much was the truth sold? The young are too young, the old too old. And it's a tempting pope who pays for the right to mend our ways. And maybe we will be just fine if we all stand up and toe the line. The priest said we can still be saved if we starve ourselves for 40 days. And holy, holy, the landscape's changing, and it's all for worse. Hands up, lost in pride. Who died? Who died in Korea inside?
Ezra.
Thank you very much, Kieran. Unless there's somebody else who wants to read tonight, is there anybody else? Okay, we have somebody else. Alma.
Yeah, thanks very much. I wasn't going to read, but sure, might as well. I hardly remember to take notes. These days of life are so busy in their living. And I'm again doing rounds and wheelie bins of circular rituals, old slippers and sweaty feet together again, encumbered upon one another, but delighted at their underframe of purposelessness. Dreamlike sketches of heart-rendering easy love and painful beginnings anew and refreshed from embers old. I am a lucky old soul, and I am learning from hearts made like art. Not pages or stages of fury unleashed, poetry prescriptions from derelict doctors, doctrines of humanity made easy on the masses. I am in love. Not necessarily with him, but with the possibilities of life and the way he makes my belly tremble. All I want is the courage of him, the great bulk of his Northern Irish stick upon me. Bollock naked of a cold evening for the ones of a native made friendly with wine. I make assumptions but witness their truth every time I open my mouth to gorgeous, skew and delicate offerings of conversations or greed. How much can I salvage from thrusts involuntary? Assuage the monstrosity of ergo ego, abashed before a mirror as each reflection bears the brunt of the mischief of the mind that's looking. I have so much inside of me bursting to be free, and in so many ways I am. No longer do I feel the need to escape. I am happy wherever I am. Family, friends, and invalids all open my atrocity to stay and make more of the time we have. Thank you, cliche. Thank you, India. Thank you, injuries and foe. Thank you, parody and paradox. Thank you, privilege and fear. Thank you, indiscretion. Thank you, every gut-wrenching peer. Thank you for shaping this understanding of my truth to bear. I am nothing if not grateful, for I know my substance is not real. I am merely the movement of an every almost alphoid atom, a drop in the infinite, a microscopic drama that only ink can penetrate. Thank you.